From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump used his first address to the opening of the UN General Assembly Tuesday to denounce rogue regimes, which he described as the scourge of our planet, and he included North Korea.
It is responsible for the starvation deaths of millions of North Koreans and for the imprisonment, torture, killing, and oppression of countless more.
Mr. Trump also had a warning about the North's growing nuclear and missile threat.
The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
He also took aim at Iran, which he described as a reckless regime that threatens death and destruction for many.
The Iranian government masks a corrupt dictatorship behind the false guise of a democracy. It has turned a wealthy country with a rich history and culture into an economically depleted rogue state whose chief exports are violence, bloodshed, and chaos.
In a clear reference to the 2015 nuclear agreement, Mr. Trump said we cannot abide by a deal if it provides cover for an eventual nuclear program. Kenyan police used tear gas to break up pro-government demonstrations outside the Supreme Court following its nullification of the August election, which President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared winner. Chief Justice David Maraga said the threats have increased against the judiciary.
These demonstrations have bordered on violence and are clearly intended to intimidate the judiciary and the individual judges.
Maraga said judges would not be intimidated and were prepared to pay the ultimate price to protect the Constitution and rule of law. This is VOA News. Nearly 140 people are now known dead from another major earthquake that jolted central Mexico Tuesday, toppling buildings in Mexico City. It was the second major quake to strike the country this month. U.S. Geological Survey science advisor Ken Hudnut in Pasadena, California, said this 7.1 magnitude quake was related to the more powerful 8.1 Temblor that rocked southern Mexico September 7th.
Both of them occurred within the plate that's going down underneath the plate that is overriding up on top. And both of them had some extensional movement, which is unusual.
Tragically, Tuesday's quake came on the 32nd anniversary of the 1985 Mexico City quake that killed thousands. Hurricane Maria struck the U.S. Virgin Islands in the Eastern Caribbean Tuesday after thrashing the islands of Dominica and Guadeloupe, killing at least one person. Maria remains a powerful Category 5 storm with sustained winds of nearly 300 kilometers per hour. The U.S. Commonwealth of Puerto Rico is bracing for its first direct hit by a hurricane in nearly 100 years. Israel shot down a pilotless aircraft or drone over the Golan Heights Tuesday, suggesting it was Iranian-made on a reconnaissance mission. The incident occurred hours before Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the UN General Assembly, warning that Iran is spreading a curtain of tyranny and terror over the region. He called again for scrapping the 2015 nuclear deal, which is set to expire.
Iran will then be free to enrich uranium on an industrial scale, placing it on the threshold of a massive arsenal of nuclear weapons.
However, French President Emmanuel Macron warned renouncing the nuclear deal with Tehran would be a grave error and irresponsible, calling it essential for global peace. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir Tuesday visited the western Darfur region, urging millions who fled violence more than a decade ago to return. The government insists the ethnic conflict, which the UN said killed some 300,000, is now over, and Mr. Bashir said people are reconciling. The visit came weeks before the U.S. is set to make a decision whether to lift 20-year-old sanctions on Khartoum. British police say they've arrested a third suspect in last week's bombing on a London underground train that wounded 30. Two other men were arrested over the weekend. A homemade bomb partially exploded at the Parsons Green station during rush hour. Islamic State jihadists claim responsibility for the attack, but the Home Secretary discounted that. Divers off the coast of Belgium have discovered a well-preserved World War I German submarine, which may still contain the bodies of the 23 crewmen. The so-called U-boat was discovered in about 30 meters of water. Damage to the front suggested it was struck by a mine. Dozens of U-boats were stationed in Belgian ports to attack Allied shipping. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.